Another local holiday tradition plays out tonight, the lighting of Boston's Christmas tree on Boston Common. The tree comes from Nova Scotia. It's an annual gift from the Canadian province to thank our city for its help after an explosion there in 1917. On the eve of its lighting, WBUR's Lainey Ruxtel got a behind-the-scenes look at electricians installing lights on the 45-foot tree with a bucket truck.
I'm John McGrath, foreman for YES Electric, your electrical solutions.
Some more, James. Need some more down. Some more. Down. Lower.
We start at the top, tie wrapping it, and we stretch the lights down, try to keep them as even as possible, low to the ground, and keep them about 6 inches apart at the base. You make that zip tie zip. Any wind, anything like that, moves these lights around, so we have to adjust them almost every day just to make sure that they're out, you know, and straight. But the biggest problem we have here are squirrels. They just totally destroy these trees. Every morning, we'll be in all week, we'll come in every morning, we'll turn on all the lights. For some reason, these squirrels bite right into the wire, you know, and just kill the circuit. These squirrels are ruthless.
Whoop, whoop, whoa, whoa, hold it!
Yeah, bring it down. During the show Thursday night, the star would be left on all the time, and then all of those lights will be off, and then when they do their countdown, we have one person throw the switch on for the tree, and we have locations throughout the park that turns on all the other park lights same time. I've been doing it probably 35 years or so, you know. It's a little different than your average electrical work and building construction and stuff like that, you know. So really, it's an enjoyable time. Don't tell my boss that.
John McGrath says he and his team will continue to be on call to help with any lighting issues throughout the holiday season because, as he says, squirrels don't take a day off. This piece was produced by WBUR's Lainey Ruxtel.